Now, this is one of my favorite series. I recommend it very highly because it will get you out of troublesome situations. It will show you scripturally how to use the Word of God in your life daily to accomplish things that in former days you haven't been able to accomplish because you said the wrong things. You call things that were as though they were, and they were, and you're still there. Now, when we talk about calling things that are not, what are we talking about? We're talking about the promises God has given us in His Word that belong to us. Call those things as though they are, even though they're not yet manifest. You're calling things that are not manifest in your life. And you call them until they are manifest in your life. Because Jesus said, you can have what you say if you believe. If you doubt not in your heart and you believe what you're saying will come to pass. So you have to get your mouth in motion if you're going to enter into the promises of God. Read the book of Proverbs and the things that Jesus taught about the tongue and speaking and words. And it's amazing how much the Bible has to say about words and what they'll do for you. Now, I walked into the elevator not long ago and I punched the button and the thing just sat there. And I thought, what is wrong with this dumb elevator? And I punched the button again. Then I noticed I'd punched the same floor I was on. And I got a revelation. That's what a lot of you are doing. You've been saying the same thing. You're punching the same button, getting the same results, and wondering why you're not going anywhere. Because you're calling for what you have. When you say what you have what you say.